Ever get that feeling like some ads are reading your mind? You know what I mean? Like, how did they know? I was just thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. Happens to me all the time.
It can be kind of creepy, right?
Yeah, definitely. A little unnerving.
But it's also kind of fascinating. Like, how do they know?
For sure.
Well, the answer is something called lookalike audiences. It's a marketing tool that helps businesses find new customers, ones who are a lot like their best existing ones. And today we're going to take a deep dive into lookalike audiences using this article from M1 Data and Analytics, The Power of Lookalike Audiences, Reaching New Customers.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool to like unpack this. So maybe we can start with the basics. What exactly are lookalike audiences?
Well, the name kind of gives it away.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Lookalike audiences, they basically take your like your ideal customers and then they try to find more people just like them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So say you have a group of customers who always buy your products, engage with your brand. You know, they're like your perfect target. Lookalike audiences use data about those customers to create a kind of blueprint, a profile of what makes them special.
So it's all about data.
Oh, absolutely. Data is key. We're talking about demographics, interests, online behaviors, past purchases, all those little digital breadcrumbs that paint a picture of someone's preferences and habits. It all adds up to a really like a detailed picture of who that person is.
So it's not just about matching people based on like, you know, if they like coffee or tea.
No, no, no. It's way more nuanced than that.
Okay, so we're getting a little deeper into like who these people are, what makes them tick. But why does this approach work? Why lookalike audiences over, you know, just throwing a bunch of ads out there and seeing what sticks?
Well, it comes down to this thing called database targeting. Instead of just, you know, guessing who might be interested in your product, you're using real data about people who've already shown that they're interested. So you're not really guessing anymore. You're using real evidence.
Oh, okay, I see. So it's like you're taking the guesswork out of it. You know who likes your stuff and you find more people just like them.
Right, exactly. You're focusing your marketing efforts on the people who are most likely to become, well, you know, paying customers.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, from a business perspective, it seems like that would be huge, right? Like you don't want to waste money on people who aren't going to buy your stuff.
Definitely. It's all about being as efficient with your budget as possible.
And this article, it mentions a bunch of other benefits too, right? Like increased reach, simplified campaign management, and higher conversion potential.
Yeah, those are some of the big ones.
Hmm, interesting. So let's break those down a bit, maybe starting with reach. How exactly do lookalike audiences help businesses, you know, find more customers, expand their reach?
Well, think of it this way. Let's say you're a small bakery, right? You've got a really loyal following in your town. Everyone loves your cakes.
Delicious.
Yeah, right? But you want to grow. You want to reach more people. So lookalike audiences allow you to take those loyal customers, the ones you already have, and find more people just like them, maybe in other towns or different demographics. But they're still going to love your cakes.
So it's like finding new neighborhoods full of people who'd love your stuff, but they just haven't heard of you yet.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. What about simplifying campaign management? That sounds kind of complicated. How do lookalike audiences make it easier?
It's really about letting the platform do a lot of the work for you. You know, once you've identified your source audience, like your loyal cake lovers, the platform takes over. The algorithms analyze the data, build those lookalike audience profiles, and even take care of delivering the ads. You don't have to do it manually anymore.
Oh, so it's like automation.
In a way, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So less work for the marketing team. They can focus on other stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, businesses want sales, right?
Right.
Do lookalike audiences actually deliver on that? Can they actually help businesses sell more?
Oh, absolutely. Like, remember, these audiences are built on similarities to your, you know, your best customers. So they're already more likely to be interested in what you're selling. They're more likely to click your ads, more likely to buy. They're basically already kind of primed to be your customer.
Okay, I see. So it's not just about getting more people to see your ads. It's about getting the right people to see them.
Exactly. People who are actually going to be interested.
Cool. But I got to ask, how do these lookalike audiences actually get created? Is it like some super secret process, you know, with a bunch of data scientists and algorithms and stuff?
It's actually more straightforward than you might think, but there are some key steps involved. And the first one is like super important. You got to start with really good data.
Oh, right, right. Makes sense. Garbage in, garbage out, right?
Exactly. So what kind of data are we talking about here? Well, it depends on the platform you're using and what you're trying to achieve. But some common things are demographics, like age and location, interests, what people do online, what they buy, even how they interact with your social media. The more detailed and accurate your data is about your existing customers, the better your lookalike audience is going to be.
So no cutting corners on the data collection?
Nope. Got to get it right.
Okay, got it. So you've got your data. Now what? How do you turn that into like an actual audience?
That's where the platform's algorithms come in. They take your data and, you know, they analyze it. They try to find patterns and things your best customers have in common. And then they use that info to find other users on the platform who are similar. It's like taking a snapshot of your perfect customer and then finding a ton of other people who look just like them.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing. But I imagine there are some choices to make along the way, right? Like, how do you figure out how big you want your lookalike audience to be?
That's a great question. And it's an important one because there's this trade-off between being precise and reaching a lot of people. You see, a smaller audience is going to be more similar to your original customers, super specific targeting. That could work really well, but you might miss out on reaching a wider pool of potential customers.
Oh, so it's like finding that balance, right? You want to cast a wide net, but you also want to make sure you're catching the right kind of fish.
Exactly.
That's a good analogy.
And there are other things to think about too, like how good your data is and what you're actually trying to do with your campaign. Do you want to make people more aware of your brand or get them to visit your website or maybe get them to sign up for something? The size of your audience plays a big part in all that.
Okay, so it's kind of like cooking, right? You need the right ingredients, the right tools, and you got to know how to put it all together to get what you want.
I like that. It's a good way to think about it. And just like with cooking, you can always experiment. Try new things, see what works best. And that brings us to one of the most important parts of lookalike audiences. Testing and learning. You got to keep trying things and see what happens.
So testing and learning, it sounds like it's really important, but what does that actually look like?
Well, it's all about, you know, not being afraid to experiment. You might start with one audience size or some specific targeting, but you got to watch how your ads are performing. Are people clicking? Are they actually buying your stuff? If not, then you got to be ready to switch things up.
So even with all this data, all these fancy algorithms, it's not like you just send it and forget it. You still got to use your brain, make decisions.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The platforms give you the tools, but you got to be the one to, like, make sense of the data, make those decisions, and keep tweaking things. That's where the real skill comes in.
It's like being a detective, right?
Kind of. You're always looking for clues, trying to figure out what works.
I like that. So speaking of clues, maybe we can look at some real-world examples. This article from N1 Data, it mentions a few cases like this e-commerce company that used lookalike audiences to like really boost their sales.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So how did they do it? What was their secret?
Okay, so imagine you're an online clothing store, right? And you want to reach new customers who will love your new collection.
Makes sense.
So you take your most loyal customers, the ones who are always buying your stuff, and you use them as the basis for a lookalike audience.
So you're basically saying, find me more people like these guys.
Exactly. And then the platform's algorithms, they take over, they analyze all the data about those loyal customers, like their demographics, their interests, what they do online, all that stuff.
And then they use that info to find other people who are similar.
Right. So you end up with this group of potential customers who are statistically more likely to be interested in your products.
It's like matchmaking for businesses.
Yeah, kind of. Connecting you with your perfect customers.
But are lookalike audiences only good for, you know, e-commerce? Or can other types of organizations use them too?
Oh, no, they could definitely work for all kinds of businesses, even nonprofits. Like the article mentions this environmental group that used lookalike audiences to find more donors.
Oh, interesting. How did they do that?
Well, they started with their most generous donors, the ones who were always giving a lot of money. And they used that list to build a lookalike audience on Facebook.
So instead of just showing their ads to everyone on Facebook, they were able to target people who were similar to their existing donors.
Exactly. And that meant they could tailor their message to that specific audience, talk about the parts of their mission that those people would care about most.
It's like you're speaking their language.
Right. And if you can connect with people who are already interested in what you're doing, you're going to get much better results.
Makes sense. You know, this whole conversation is making me think about all the ads I see online. I'm starting to wonder if I've been part of a lookalike audience without even knowing it.
Oh, I'm sure you have. It happens all the time. Think about it. You know, you're browsing online, maybe looking for a new pair of headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And then suddenly you're seeing headphone ads everywhere you go.
It's like they're reading my mind.
Haha. Yeah, this lookalike audience is in action. They're using your browsing data, what you click on, what you search for, to put you in a group with other people who have similar interests. And then the advertisers can target you with super relevant ads.
It's kind of creepy how well it works.
It can be, yeah. But it's also just, you know, part of living in a digital world.
True. But the good thing is we're getting smarter about how our data is used, right? Like we can control our privacy settings, limit what they collect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all about finding that balance, you know, between the convenience of having things personalized and keeping our information private.
Right. So going back to lookalike audiences, they're a really powerful tool, but they're not the only tool, right?
Definitely not. It's not like a magic bullet that solves all your marketing problems.
So what are some of the downsides? What should people be aware of before they jump in and start using lookalike audiences?
Yeah, there are definitely some things to watch out for. I guess, one of the biggest ones is that, your lookalike audience is only as good as the data you feed it.
Makes
If the
sense.
data is bad, like inaccurate or missing stuff, your lookalike audience is going to be messed up too.
So it all comes back to that garbage in, garbage out thing.
Pretty much. And it's not just about the quality, but also how relevant it is. Like, if you're using an old list of customers, you might miss out on people who'd be a good fit now, but weren't before.
Oh, right. So like someone's tastes could change or their lifestyle, and they might be interested in your stuff now, even if they weren't before.
Exactly. So you got to keep your data fresh, update it regularly.
Okay, so how often should you be updating it?
It really depends, like what industry you're in, how quickly things change. Some businesses can get away with updating it every few months, but others need to do it way more often.
So there's no magic number.
Nope, you got to figure out what works for you.
Okay, so bad data is one thing to watch out for. What else?
Well, you also got to be careful about making your lookalike audience too narrow.
Too narrow. What do you mean?
Like, if you're only looking for people who are exactly like your current customers, you might be missing out on a whole bunch of other people who could be interested in your stuff too. You got to strike that balance between being super specific and reaching a wider audience.
So don't be too picky.
Exactly. You want to give yourself the best chance of finding new customers.
Okay, that makes sense. Anything else?
Yeah, one last thing. Remember that even with a perfect lookalike audience, your ads still got to be good. Like, they got to be interesting. You got to grab people's attention.
Right. The best targeting in the world won't help if your ads are boring.
Exactly. You got to have both the right audience and the right message.
So it's like a combination of science and art, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of like that. You got to use data to find the right people, but then you got to get creative to connect with them.
That's cool. Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive into the world of lookalike audiences. We learned how they work, why they can be so powerful, and also some of the things to watch out for.
It's been fun talking about it.
But I'm curious, what does all this mean for our listeners? Like, how can they use this information in their own lives?
That's a good question. I think the main takeaway is that, we're all part of this data-driven world now, whether we realize it or not.
So, like, we're all being targeted by lookalike audiences, even if we don't know it.
Most likely, yeah. But the good news is that now you know how it works, you can start to see it happening around you. Like, pay attention to the ads you see online, on social media. Do they seem relevant to you? If they do, there's a good chance a lookalike audience had something to do with it.
So we're kind of giving our listeners a superpower, right? They can see how the advertising world works behind the scenes.
Exactly. And with that knowledge, they can be smarter consumers, They can understand why they're seeing certain ads and maybe even appreciate the craft that goes into it.
Maybe even start liking ads.
Maybe. But more importantly, I hope this deep dive has helped our listeners think about how their data is used and how they can protect their privacy online.
It's all about being aware and making informed choices.
Absolutely.
Well said. So there you have it, folks. Lookalike audiences, powerful, data-driven, and a perfect example of how technology is changing the way we interact with the world.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.